Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. The Triplex Cinema and Boondocks Film Society will present a special outdoor screening of Hedwig and the Angry Inch on Saturday, June 29th at 8:30. The screening will take place at Great Barrington Town Hall Park and will be preceded by a dance party at 5 o'clock and a drag storytelling hour on the Triplex Cinema patio. The event is free and concludes the Triplex's month of Pride programming. Also, prior to the screening at 6 o'clock, there will be a talk back in the Triplex lobby with my guest today, Tony Award-winning co-producer of the Hedwig revival on Broadway and the author of the recently published novel, I Make Envy on Your Disco. It is my pleasure to introduce to the Midday Show, Eric Schnall. You, Eric, are what we call a multi-hyphenate.
I guess so.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. We were chatting a little bit before we got on the air, and I did not tell you this, but I actually was in the audience at the original production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch. So, you know, I have really fond memories of that, even though it was an intense show at the especially at that time.
Yes, down and dirty at the Jane Street Theater.
That's right. All the way on the west side, I believe, right?
Yes.
If memory serves. Now, but your production that you were in was a little later on, obviously. And where was that production?
So that production was at one of my favorite theaters on Broadway, the Blasco Theater.
Oh, the Blasco.
The Blasco, and appropriate that just won the Tony with Sarah Paulson is in there right now. And I love going back to that theater. I've done two shows in that theater. I did Hedwig, and then a few years later, this production of Network based on the film that Bryan Cranston was in. And
yeah, I remember it.
Amazing director Ivo Van Hubba did it. And so it was at the Belasco, which is a gorgeous, wonderful theater. But what makes it relevant for Hedwig is that because Hedwig had existed in its previous incarnation in New York down at the Jane Street, we had really wanted it to somehow not be Broadway with a capital B. And we wanted to kind of be the black sheep of Broadway. And the Belasco is unique in the sense of it is actually east of Broadway. So it's a little bit off the beaten track, which suited Hedwig very well. Everything felt perfect to have Hedwig at that particular theater. So that was a very long answer, but it was in one of my favorite theaters and many people's favorite theaters, and it just felt perfect in that space.
And what did you think of the film version? Because that's going to be playing at this outdoor screening this Saturday evening.
Yeah, I mean, I love the film, which, as you know, was directed by John Cameron Mitchell himself, mm-hmm. one of the co-creators of Hedwig, and of course, working on the Broadway production. I was fortunate enough to spend huge amounts of time with both John and Stephen Trask, who wrote the music and the lyrics. I think what's interesting about something like Hedwig, it's funny, I just mentioned Hedwig in the same breath as Network because of they shared a theater on Broadway. But, you know, where they're similar is that each of them has prior versions of themselves that people have very strong feelings about and memories of. And in the case of Hedwig, there was the original production at the Jane Street, which you just referenced, and also the film, which, you know, my memory of the film of Hedwig was also that it, if I remember correctly, premiered at Sundance at that moment when that was everything. And it was also the ultimate Sundance movie. And by the way, I was fortunate enough to be backstage at a show last summer and bumped into someone who I just revere because she's produced so many incredible indie films, Christine Vachon.
Killer Film. She's on my podcast. We were talking about her. I know Christine a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And Christine was the producer of Hedwig, the movie. And so when I wound up having coffee with her maybe 6 or 7 months ago, I mean, I just lost my mind because I just thought, like, first of all, I mean, she wanted to talk about Hedwig and I wanted to talk about like every other single thing that she's done.
The Todds.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, everything.
Haynes and Todd Solondz.
So anyway, what I loved about the film of Hedwig was that there was nothing glossy about it. John brought this really scrappy, ragged feel to it and his direction, which totally felt organic to the show. And I think in the hands of another director, it could have become a very different type of product. And in a way, I've never thought about this, but I think the fact that the film had existed and was a film that was many people's point of entry into Hedwig, not the show, but the film.
Sure, of course.
I think that that actually influenced in some ways the production that we had on
Sure.
Broadway because we really wanted it to feel scrappy and un-Broadway, even though we were on Broadway. And it was a miracle that we managed to pull that off, thanks to our creative team.
Well, I'm talking to Eric Schnall, who is a theatrical producer and also an author. In fact, just to remind people that there will be a screening of Hedwig and the Angry Inch this Saturday night, which will take place at the Great Barrington Town Hall Park and will be preceded by a dance party at 5 and a drag storytelling hour on the Triplex Cinema patio. Speaking of East Berlin, not only does Hedwig take place there, whether it's the play or the film, but also you are the author of a new novel called I Make Envy on Your Disco, which that location is central to the novel. I, by the way, have not read it yet, but I do look forward to reading it.
Me too.
So tell me about how that just transpired.
Well, I think that it is an incredible thing that I wound up being part of the Hedwig universe for, I don't know, it was like 4 solid years of my life. And I
Right.
was smack dab in the middle of writing this novel. But I had begun the novel years before. I think
Oh.
that it took me years to finish the novel because I kept on being interrupted by Broadway shows. And the arc of a Broadway show is inherently so dramatic. It's like a reality TV
Sure.
experience, you know. And then, I mean, also the Tonys were a few weeks ago, and you have to deal with the awards nonsense and all of that. I mean, the awards can be amazing if they go in your favor, but it's you open a show like when Hedwig opened, and you know, 2 seconds later the Tony nominations come out, and you have to play that game. And so anyway, I was fortunate enough to be interrupted by some interesting projects on Broadway, but I began this novel in the early 2000s, actually, without knowing that it was going to be a novel. And then my partner, Shax, and we went to Berlin in 2003. And I went to a coffee shop in the West Village after that trip. And something came out of me, which is nearly identical to the first pages of the finished book. And I brought it into my writing workshop and it went over really well. But I was kind of torn between my Broadway career and also this other book that I was completing. But this Berlin story just wouldn't go away. So I kept on chipping away at it and then would also frequently, in between shows, go to Berlin. And I fell in love with that city. And so to find myself working on Hedwig, where Berlin is such a huge part of that story, literally and also metaphorically, and so ingrained in the DNA of Hedwig, I would say that Berlin and its shape-shifting ability to just be a city where so many pivotal things, good, terrible, and just very complicated, all coexisted very close to each other in history. It somehow seems like a perfect setting to place a story. And so while my novel is completely different in every way from Hedwig, I think that actually I absorb some of Hedwig's storytelling when I saw that it was we were a huge hit on Broadway. And when I saw that this show was connecting with audiences, I think in some unspoken way, it gave me license and influenced the way that I told the story in my book, and also made me double down on my excitement about telling a story that takes place in Berlin.
And again, the name of the book is or novel is called I Make Envy on Your Disco, and available where books are sold. So, Eric, we'll Obviously can speak very eloquently about the, as you put it, the Hedwig universe, which I really like because until we talked, I didn't realize you really how closely, I guess, the film and the theatrical version are tied so closely together. So I think you'll be able to really connect with the audience at the screening or the talk back on Saturday night. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
98.1 KZE.